Live broadband communication phone lines, 654-7627. By the way, it was great to have Jay call the show. Jay is a longtime Twitter follower, and great to have him on the show today. And if you want to make your virgin voyage on Road Rage, we encourage you to do so. So first-time callers, absolutely get in. I mean, some of you people have been hanging out with the show for years, and some of you just like it that way. You just like to listen as opposed to... But we're easy on Virgin first-time callers. Well, we're basically easy on everybody. This is an unfounded reputation. We are. We're polite. We're fundamentally a polite group here. Who is it? Is it? It's Daniel and then Rory, I guess. Daniel, how are you?
Walt, welcome back. I'm great. How are you?
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate you.
It was a great fill-in, but we missed the melodious tones. I think I can speak for a lot of people when I say that. Walt, I've got a list. Are you ready?
Speaking of
getting in before Rory, I got a list. tell me what you think about this list.
Right.
Sage Rosenfels. Jay... Fiedler, Cleo Lemon, Trent Green, Dante Culpepper, Pat White, Chad Henne, Chad Pennington, watch that Parcells. Patriots fans, it's over. That's what happened to us when we let the GOAT walk. I'm a Dolphins fan. We suck. We suck for two decades because Marino wasn't allowed to throw the ball and the coach wanted to run the ball. You guys are done. It's done. I don't care who you pay, who you bring in. When you let the GOAT go, just stick your head in the sand for two decades. And I just want to say that to him. I want to let him know now. Don't waste your time thinking it's going to be great. It's not going to be great anymore.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying?
You may be 100% right, Daniel. And ultimately, I think you are going to be right. And it'll be even worse if Brady goes on to win another one. And the Patriot decline continues. You may be right. It is perfectly conceivable that they could fall off the face of the earth, that this little plan of bringing in people from all over the league is just not who or what they are, and that the Patriot way crumbles as a result of it, and that this season actually winds up no better than the last. It could absolutely be. And if that happens, then you could see a steady decline. And no matter what they think, I like Mac Jones. I don't dislike Mac Jones. But he is not Tom Brady.
Yeah, who and what they are is in Tampa Bay. Well, welcome back. Great to talk to you.
Thank you, Daniel. Yeah, that's a great call. I love that call, Mark. You got a Dolphin fan who's giving you their quarterback history after Marino and saying it was all over. It's been all over. And you're going into 20 years of dormancy, whether you think so, whether you like it, no matter what you do about it, that you basically can't stop it. You might be right. You might be right. Rory, and then we have Knowles fan joining us to continue this conversation. Good. Rory.
Well,
how are you, Rory?
I hope you had a great I'm great. I hope you had a great vacation.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're back.
Thank you.
Now that Knowles fan is on behind me,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you about a little incident that happened, I think it was last Tuesday. I'm listening to your show, and Mark Childress and Ellis Valentine, Ellis something, Ellis Tolbert was on there. Yeah. And they tried to tell me that Florida State
was going to win eight
games.
For the Expos. was in town.
They tried to to tell me that Florida State was going to win 8 games.
Look, I love my man Ellis, but he's been running that same bullcrap Florida State rap ever since they won the national title, and every year he's been wrong. Okay.
Well, I think I got him back to the maybe back off the list. I don't know what he was thinking about, but I convinced him they probably ain't going to win no more than 4 games, maybe 5. And it took me some work, you know, and I didn't want to even give him Jacksonville State. I really didn't. Just because I know what's going to happen.
Why would you? I mean, we already saw those teams play, and Jacksonville State was the better team in Tallahassee.
And they should have won.
Yeah. So why would you?
Well, I mean,
that's the point. I mean, Florida State hasn't just been bad. They've been horrific. They've been blown out repeatedly. I mean, look, I don't think people understand the full magnitude of their suckitude. I mean, they got blown out. I mean, they lost like 30-2 to Boston College, you know, up at BC. I mean, who loses by 30 to BC?
And then I think Mark asked me, well, why do you think Wake Forest is going to beat them, Rory? I'm like, well, for one, Wake Forest has got a good coach, and I'm not really sure about Florida State. I think Wake Forest is going to win. I'll take Wake Forest all day. I mean, it was easy pickings on that one.
Well, Wake Forest has been way better than Florida State. It's not even close. Wake Forest has been light years better than Florida State. I can't understand how anybody could pick Florida State against Wake Forest or anybody else in the Pulse. Look, you want to pick Florida State against somebody, pick them against Syracuse. Other than that, don't pick them against anybody until they prove they can win a football game, because they freaking suck, and they have sucked since they won the national title. They're an embarrassment. I'm sorry, Knowles fan. I'm sorry you have to hear all this, but, you know, it's for your own good. It's for the greater good.
But you've been telling them, we've been telling them that Florida State is terrible. I mean, do you want to do the list? Are you ready to do the list? Are you ready to rock and roll?
All right. Let's make a quicker version of the list today, and we'll spend more time after today on the rest of it.
Give me the Cliff Notes version. Today, it's awful dicey and it's awful controversial, but I'm starting off with number 60, Devon Erichs. You could have put any 4, 5, 6 of them together.
Oh, yeah, Terry, any of the Devon Erichs.
I mean, they were great.
By the way, they also discovered America before Christopher Columbus did.
No, they didn't. That was Erik the Red, dude. Or Leif Erikson. Come on, man. Number 59, the Powers of Pain. They were like the early knockoffs of the Road Warriors, the Barbarian, the Warlord, managed by Paul Jones in the NWA, later managed by Baron Von Roschke and Mr. Fuji. I know you like Mr. Fuji.
There's a classic name, Mr. Fuji.
Well, I know you're giddy about this list. 58.
No, I love Mr. Fuji.
The natural disaster.
I'm a big
you remember that
Mr.
Too?
Fuji fan.
The earthquake and the typhoon, Walt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Hello?
Yeah, Rory.
Oh, gosh.
Rory? Okay, everyone, I'm putting it on hold because Rory has phone issues, and he's unaware that he's still on the air. So I don't want him saying anything unfortunate. Let's get to Knowles fan. Knowles fan.
Ooh, let's cut that wrestling junk out. That's bad when I got somebody talking fake wrestling about my team. That's pretty bad. I don't even know where to start. I said 6 wins too, Walt. I said I'd like to see 6 wins, and I didn't say we were going to get it. I said that would be a good start for the building of our future would be 6 wins. But but Ellis Tolbert did give Knowles a little more credit, but I know you and him, y'all go at each other about Florida State, and I love it. But love Rory too. He's a good guy. I mean, he gets
that. Well, again, Ellis has been wrong on Florida State every year. All right, so you know this.
Yeah,
you know everything
stuff.
I've told you about Florida State. Yeah. Hey, tell me, let's have a little honest evaluation here. Has everything I've told you about Florida State actually happened?
Since 2014, yes.
Okay.
Yes, since 2014, yes. And I've never called to argue, say we don't suck here in the past couple of years. I know we suck. I think we're moving past some of the sucking that everybody thinks Florida State is. I think Florida State's getting to be a better team, And that's one reason I'm calling you today, is about the recruiting and everything that's going on. And Mike Norvell, you know, we talked a little on Twitter, and I was curious of your thoughts on the recruiting last night, having 12, I think they had 19 commits last night at midnight, which I thought was pretty cool, and 12 of them was top 150 players. So I thought that was pretty cool with what Mike Norvell and the staff's doing. And then I had another question about the mega camp on June 6th. I've never heard of a team doing this, and maybe I don't know about it. What is your thoughts on that mega camp with all these schools coming in, like 60-plus schools and all these players?
Well, look, I think it's a good idea. And as you know, the positive that I've given you is I believe Norvell is the right guy for the job. I do. I just think that people, you know, I expressed from the start that I thought it would be imperative for Florida State fans to be patient with Norvell, because he inherited a colossal mess, a roster devoid of talent, way too many lard A's, offensive line that couldn't block anybody, defensive line that was overrated, linebackers that were slow. I mean, there just wasn't this real talent in the system that everybody continuously just automatically credits to Florida State. It's just false. It was not real.
Oh, I agree with that. Now, with all the guys that have left, Walt, and all the guys that, you know, that have come back in, don't you think some of that talent has actually gotten better with some of the transfers that came in, some of the recruits that have come in, and even like quarterback position, we could talk from Mackenzie Milton. I mean, isn't that like an instant upgrade from a crippled Mackenzie Milton's an instant upgrade from a James Blackman? Am I right or wrong?
Well, look, okay, I watched the spring game, all right, a good part of it. And what I saw was a Mackenzie Milton that is not yet Mackenzie Milton, and maybe never will be. But what I also saw was a guy who still has some acumen for how to play the position. And then when all I saw him doing was basically getting the ball out of his hands quickly, throwing fade passes, etc., back shoulder throws. Then I did see a play where he burst up the middle on a quarterback draw, and it looked like he had some of the same stuff. Now, I'm not going overboard with that, but I will say this. I never saw any of that from Alex Smith. Never. And watching Alex Smith in his recovery, I never saw any of that old ability Smith had to run the ball. And so I knew he was never going to be whole. I saw a couple signs with Mackenzie Milton in your spring game that suggest maybe he can be. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. At the time that Mackenzie
Milton... Be careful
Milton,
what you say, Walt, because I'm getting excited right now. It's line season. Well, be careful what you say.
At the time that Mackenzie Milton was injured, in my opinion, there was not a better college quarterback in America. He could do everything. For those who don't understand this, go watch the second half of the bowl game with Central Florida against Auburn and watch what Mackenzie Milton did to Auburn, because he posterized them. He embarrassed them. That guy was an unbelievable player, and it hurt my heart to watch that kid who had given so much go down. I would like nothing more than to see that old Mackenzie Milton again. Now, I don't know whether that can be, but I saw at least a flash or two with him that I did not see with Alex Smith that tells me Mackenzie Milton came further in his recovery than Alex Smith did. Now, that quarterback position is interesting because you have Jordan Travis, who's an absolute freak athlete who puts a lot of pressure on defenses, but he still can't throw. I mean, he'll make an occasional throw, but he's still not consistent enough to throw the ball on a down-by-down basis. I don't know what you do with him. I think what you do is, you use him in one of these roles like the Saints do, or, you know, that type of thing. And you try and and, you know, utilize his athleticism in some other fashion. And then the Rodemaker kid eventually might turn out to be good, but right now he's too thin and too frail. And
you still got you still got Chuba Purdy there too. He was just hurt during the spring game, but he is still enrolled at Florida State. So, you know, he got that collarbone injury last year. But
well, I know
I'm running out of time. Walt, what I would love just to hear is just about. I know we've sucked. Look, I'm not going to argue that. But moving forward, I feel like there's been some pieces put in place. No, not we're not going to win the ACC. No, we're not going to win eight
games.
I
like the Malik McClain kid.
Right. I feel like we've put some pieces in place. I've brought some transfers in to where Florida State is heading in the right direction. I think you're going to see a little bit of better play on the offensive line, a little bit of better play on the defensive line. And I would just like to know.
Well, you know what? You better not have that Henry kid playing a lot of games or a lot of minutes. Because I watched him in the spring game, and he doesn't look any better to me than he did a year ago. So don't have him
on the front. You're talking about line of scrimmage? You're talking about the offensive lineman?
I don't think
he's going to get the start anyway. But
Don't let him start. I'm telling you that right now.
But I would really like to know your thoughts on the recruiting that Mike Morvell's got going on for next year and with the camp, with the Midnight Madness last night, and then the mega camp coming up. I would just like to know your thoughts. It is Florida State. I mean, that has to help us, right? There's no negative about any of that.
No. Yeah. And, look, I'm buying that. I have always said to you, I believe that Norvell is the right guy. I think there are some signs. I don't know how much it will show up on the football field this year in terms of wins and losses. I think you're still – a lot of that is going to depend exactly on the health of Mackenzie Milton. If Mackenzie Milton can be 75% of what he was, then Florida State's going to be a much better football team.
I got to go. I just heard Ramona.
Yep.
Does six wins keep the recruiting class? I guess that's my question. Does six wins, is that feasible, and does that help? And does that help the recruiting class moving forward? Thank you, Walt. Go Noles.
Yeah, thank you, Noles fan. Yeah, I think it would. I think it would be a sign that you're headed in the right direction. I think it's something you can continue to sell and build on. So I think there are some positives. I think for the first time in a number of years, there are some things that you can look at that say maybe this is starting to turn a little bit. And again, I always believed that Norvell was the guy to do it. It's just whether the Florida State fan base would be patient enough and whether they would be fully able to self-examine and acknowledge how bad the program has been, how despicable it's been. Since it's been bad, it's been historically despicable. They've been one of the worst Power 5 teams in America. Quick break. Oh. Let me tell you about my friends at Queen Law. How about that? I don't think anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. Look, stop walking around with a piano on your back and waiting to collapse under its weight. That's what you're doing. I know who you are. All right, stop living like that. Stop living in fear of your own mailbox. You know what? There are lots of terrifying things in this world. Mailboxes aren't supposed to be one of them. But if you're one of these people, your mailbox is the most frightening thing in your life. And you keep waiting for it to happen. You want to shut your eyes and put your hands out in front and wait for the cuffs to be put on. Stop. Call David Green. It's a personal matter. It's screwing your whole life up. Call him. He's right here in Greenville, for crying out loud. David is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can get your life back, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, or whether they have an audit coming up. David has working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution. Look, the Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise, understands the Fresh Start program, how to use it to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can get the piano off your back, and they absolutely can change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to. Stop living in fear. From the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years, the professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for free, 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 free. 2717940 strategy session. 2717940 Stop by their office, Lynn McEastern and Graver, on the web at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal. G-R-E-E-N-E. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Quick break.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Hello, Medicare recipient. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. A question that I receive a lot is, what does an independent Medicare insurance agent offer me? I've been an agent for over a decade and am well-versed in this subject. Some of the things that a good agent offers you are professional advice when picking out the plan that best suits your needs, being there at all times before, during, and after the sale to answer any ongoing plan questions that you may have, keeping up with all the plans and advising you when your current plan may no longer best fulfill your needs, helping you navigate the Medicare waters when it comes to problems with your existing plan, etc. If you have never had a good agent, or worse yet, just signed up on the internet or over the phone, please call me today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and we will discuss your options in detail.
Hey guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Male. Testosterone replacement plans start at $200 a month and include labs, testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. We can get the fat off, get your energy up, and make you perform when it counts. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Charlotte. 850-801-MALE.
Better sleep means a better you. That's why Mattress Firm stands behind the Rest Assured Promise, featuring the best mattresses from America's top-rated brands like the Tempur-Breeze Collection, and save up to $500 on premium adjustable mattress sets. Plus, get a $300 instant gift with your purchase, good toward sleep accessories. Shop Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and more with our sleep experts today to get your best sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. Visit mattressfirm.com for complete details.
For over 90 years, George Coleman Ford has taken care of tens of thousands of customers looking for a car, truck, or SUV. That same commitment to their customers drives George Coleman Ford as they look to buy your pre-owned vehicle right now. Pre-owned prices are at a premium due to lack of new vehicle inventory nationwide. Their buying process is seamless with no hassle or hidden fees, quick and easy with a check in your hands. Trust me, George Coleman Ford is ready to buy your used vehicle.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Introducing in-person payments from PayPal, a touch-free way for your customers to pay and tip. Whether you're a hot dog vendor.
Mustard? You gotta have the mustard.
A personal trainer.
Don't you drop those knees, Sandra!
Or a boba shop.
Brewed to pearly perfection.
Signing up your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan, pay, and tip too. Shop safe with touch-free QR code payments. Fees may apply. For more info, go to paypal.com/us/getQR code.
From the Priority One Security Studios, all the sports you need and some you didn't even know you needed. We are the Roar.
Now the darkness.
Walt Diptula Road Rage. We are back. A couple things before I get to the phone lines. I've been asked about Eric Gilbert some more. Test 704 says Walt just tuned in. You may have already covered it, but my brother said that Eric Gilbert is going to be eligible for the dogs in Charlotte. From what I saw, he's not going to be academically eligible. Do you know? I do not know. At this point, I don't know what his status will be regarding his eligibility. There are questions reverting all the way back to how he left LSU and his academic standing at the time. Those questions were not resolved in an expedient way that he could contribute at Florida. So that union dissipated. And I don't know, I just don't have any way of knowing right now what his true status will be. It'll take an insider story at Georgia, I think, to clear that up. So for now, I can't answer that. Texter 505 on the Vibe Broadband Communication Line says, the only person a Dolphins fan can yell at is himself in the mirror, signed the real Daniel in Greenville. Now we have competing Daniels in Greenville. I have multiple people, Ramona, laying out Florida State's schedule, and none of them are seeing six wins. I haven't even looked at their schedule. But for example, Texter 313 says, and he's calling him Forest State, Ramona.
Oh, no.
I sort of like that. Building on our tradition. Yeah, I sort of like that. Forest State University plays Dame at Wake Forest. Yeah, it plays Notre Dame at Wake Forest, at UNC, at Clemson, at BC, at Florida. That means they have to win every other game to get to six wins. No way. So, Texter 313 saying Forest State's not winning any of those games, and I'm not sure they are either. I mean, you know, again, I'm going to add this caveat where they're concerned. The whole key to Florida State on-field football success this year is that Mackenzie Milton can be something relatively close to what he was. And in order for Mackenzie Milton to be something relatively close to what he was, his legs have to be a positive factor. That's where it has to start. It can't just be his arm. He's not just going to sit there in the pocket and pick people apart. He's going to need his legs to be the full threat that he was. His mobility, his ability to extend plays. And again, if you've forgotten, go back and watch the bowl game against Auburn and watch what he did to that football team as a double-digit underdog in the second half, because he single-handedly shredded them with his arm and his legs. If Mackenzie Milton can be anything remotely close to what he was, then Florida State's going to be better. Then they will exceed expectations this year. Anything short of that, like, for example, if it ends up for Mackenzie Milton as it did for Alex Smith, that we actually finally see him play and realize that, you know what, great human interest story in recovering from these hyper extreme injuries, but it just can't be done in order to be restored fully. If that's what we learn, then Florida State is a 3-1 football team again. And then maybe all those recruits go away. Maybe it's all lost. Maybe Norvell is fired at the end of the year. Mackenzie Milton's health is going to go a long way to, again, Jordan Travis, a fabulous athlete. Whether he's ready to be a full-time quarterback remains to be seen, because he was not an accurate passer a year ago. I saw a couple throws he made on the move in the spring game, which he looked really good. And I saw a couple throws he made from the pocket in which he looked like the same guy, who's just not ready to be a full-time quarterback. So I think that, let me just see here. Texas says, I see five losses there. Florida State needs to win six of these seven to go. All right, hold on. Maybe this text starts higher. Okay, here it is. Here's the FSU schedule. Notre Dame, at UNC, at Clemson, at Florida, Miami. He says, I see five losses there. And Miami, you know, I have some reservations as to what Miami is until I see D.R. King. He says, FSU needs to win six of these seven to go bowling. At Wake, Syracuse, Jacksonville State, at Boston College, NC State, Louisville, UMass. Again, when I know what percent Mackenzie Milton is of his health, then I'll have a better idea. Let me try this without Mackenzie Milton, okay? Without Mackenzie Milton as a factor, they lose to Notre Dame. They lose at UNC. They get blown out at North Carolina. They lose at Clemson. They lose at Florida. They lose to Miami. So they do lose all five of those. They lose at Wake Forest. They beat Syracuse, who will be the worst team in the league. And Dino Babers is going to be fired at season's end, maybe before season's end. They play a really tight game against Jacksonville State. Either team could win. People just don't get it. They don't get how bad they've been. They get killed at BC, lose by 20 points. They lose to NC State. NC State's a better football team. They lose to Louisville. Louisville's a better football team, I think. And they beat UMass. So, how many wins was that? That was one, two, three. They better have Mackenzie Milton at 80% if they want to go to a bowl game. Because they're just a bad football team. They're a bad football team in an attempted rebuild. And we'll find out whether they're capable of that. Let's see. Do we have time to squeeze Rory in here? You know what? We'll get you in the next segment, Rory, and you too, Marcel. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Halt. They're the best in the industry. All of their techs have 15 to 35 years of experience with these specific vehicles. This means that if you're bringing your vehicle to First Class Halt, you have a competitive advantage, a significant competitive advantage. You have somebody who specializes in your exact vehicles. No one does it like Halt does. So do yourself a favor. Go find out what it's about at First Class Halt. Go find out what the difference is in a First Class Halt oil change. Your vehicle's probably coming up on an oil change. Basically, they always are. If you're adhering to mileage guidance. Wherever you're taking it now, do they test drive your vehicle before and after? No. Does a master tech rotate your tires? Not the Sears TireX guy or some 12-year-old whose dad runs the store? No. Does a master tech perform a complete brake inspection, which includes measuring your brakes? No. Do they perform a complete 32-point inspection, which includes suspension, steering fluids, lights, so much more? No, they don't. So you're not getting first-class service. First-class Halt never does any work you don't authorize, never does any work you don't need. Go read their reviews on Google, Yelp. Their reputation for their integrity is 5 stars across the board. Go find out for yourself what the First Class Halt. You hear all the unsolicited testimonials that come in on the show about First Class Halt and who and what they are. And then there's this summer special. Get your vehicle ready for vacation hot weather. look, the last thing you want to do is go on a trip and have your air conditioner fail. Have some other operation fail. You don't want to be taking any family summer trip and have anything go wrong with your vehicle. So how about this deal? Was $169.95, now $99.95. Oil change, tire rotation, 32-point safety inspection. They check the AC performance, operation, in-cabin microfilter condition, check the coolant level, freeze point protection level, pressure test the cooling system for leaks, test the starter and alternator system, clean and service the battery terminals, spray with anti-corrosion protectant, $99.95. Get your vehicle ready for any trip you plan on taking. Do it today. You will thank me later. Quick break. 1 second to go. Rory, Marcel, and you.
Book your next party at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Carson staff is continuing to take all COVID-19 precautions to keep you safe. Double fried chicken wings, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and ribeye sandwiches, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400, Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that soft dad bod at the beach or the pool. Come on in to Low Country Male today and we'll get that weight off, get your energy up, get your game back in the bedroom. Our plans are $200 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charlotte, Mount Pleasant, and North Charleston. 850-801-MALE.
Are you having trouble meeting your IRS or state tax obligations? David Green can help during this COVID-19 pandemic. The IRS has instituted relaxed collection measures, delayed due dates, and other programs that we can use to help delinquent taxpayers. If you owe the IRS, don't wait. Act now and get relief before they fully resume collection activities again. Call David at 864-271-7940 for your free planning session and let them help you be proactive.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Say hello to simple you can savor. Velo dissolvable nicotine lozenges are smoke-free and hassle-free and made to enjoy virtually anywhere. Why? Because they dissolve, but the flavor doesn't. So go ahead and enjoy on your time and on your terms. Velo lozenges are available at a convenience store near you or at Velo.com. Get yours now. Website restricted to age 21 plus nicotine consumers. Nicotine products. Underage sale prohibited.
For more than 70 years, Founders has been dedicated to helping members achieve financial success and security. Today, they operate more than 30 offices and have more than 700 employees, proudly serving over 225,000 members. Founders offers low-rate products and personalized services, forging a unique bond with their members to build lifetime partnerships based on trust. With nearly $3 million donated to local communities and schools in 2020, Founders strives to give back just as they've always done. Founders stands behind their neighbors working every day to ensure their communities are healthy and strong with programs like Habitat for Humanity, Relay for Life, and so much more. Founders volunteers time, money, and resources to those that need it most. Relax with Founders. Not a member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Missed a show? No worries. Catch every hour of every show on our webpage, WCCPFM.com. We are The Roar.
Okay. Obviously, we've covered a couple of situations. Georgia, Florida State today, but we'll get into the top 40 tomorrow heavily. The list is now posted. There'll be a story on it, but a front page entryway into it. But on the website at some point, probably by tomorrow. But we'll discuss the list in depth tomorrow and why teams are where they are. We'll start to talk about teams as we approach the college football season. It is quickly coming again, and like myself, I know all the rest of you can't wait for it. We do it all here, but college football remains front and center. Texas is, wonder if FSU's Midnight Madness will lead to as many decommitments as their big spring game recruiting weekend did. Talk about recruiting success. You know, Ron, I think some of the Clemson fans not feeling that there's going to be any rebound at Florida State at all, and they might be right. Also, I saw a Georgia fan earlier talking all sorts of smack about Clemson. Now Clemson has no chance against Georgia. I don't know where that is now. I meant to read that earlier, but we'll see. I think Clemson's just shaking at the notion of having to play Georgia, you know, because Georgia's won so many big games, he said sarcastically. You know, I mean, come on, man. You know, you got to win something. Okay, let's try Rory again. Rory, let's see if your phone can get you through your list.
I'm here, Walt. Are you there? You got me?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right, Rory.
You got me. Yes, sir.
We had you all along, Rory. You apparently are on Maxwell's smart shoe phone.
Well, no, I wouldn't be on a Bluetooth phone. All right, you got me? Well?
Yes, Rory. Rory, do we got you, Rory? Rory.
Yeah.
Hey, Rory. Rory, yeah. Do we have you?
Yes.
Rory.
I guess
Rory,
so.
Wait. Rory, are you sure?
Yes,
right,
we
start
did.
The list.
Here we go.
All right, good.
All right. We left off with the natural disasters. You remember them, Walt? The earthquake and the typhoon.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do. The natural disasters come in at number 58. 57 was one of the most entertaining tag teams of all time that I thought of. And that's the Hollywood Blondes, Stunning Steve Austin and Flying Brian Pillman. They were great. They were great on the mics. They were great in the ring. And this is where Steve Austin started really to get discovered. And they did some really great things. Number 56.
Was that before or after the bionic surgery?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. The bionic surgery.
Go on, Roy. Go on.
The Hollywood Next. Blondes. Okay. The Young Bucks, the current AEW champions.
Oh,
I really like
that.
The Young Bucks.
Yeah.
This team, that like ROH, they toured on fire. New Japan, they were great there. They've been great all over. They've got a lot of smarts. They're invested into AEW. I don't know if you've seen anything that were on Twitter and all the stuff with the match that happened, and it ended up in Urban Meyer's office.
Yeah,
it was pretty funny stuff. Well,
yeah, that is
number 55. Number 55. You know I'm a proud American, Walt. You know that, right? I know you know that about me. Well,
did Dusty Rhodes team up with somebody? Is that what this is?
No, just listen. Just come on with me. You'll be right there in just a second.
Okay.
You know, these two guys would come in the ring and they would like to sing their national anthems, and American fans really treated them really bad when they were trying to sing their songs, their national anthems, and I thought that was terrible. But, number 55, the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkoff managed.
Now you're talking my language. The Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkoff. Yes, the Iron Sheik's The Iron Sheik had a barbecue joint. Maybe still does, doesn't he?
No, that was, you were talking about that, about Abdullah the Butcher the other day, too. The barbecue joint.
I think it's the Iron Sheik.
But the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov, great tag team together.
Okay, one of those cats is a barbecue place, but I fully know who the Iron Sheik is and who Nikolai Volkov are. Yes, they deserve to have their anthems interrupted.
Well, I mean, you know, come on, we ought to be a
They deserved it. They were ultimate evil. They were ultimate evil. They deserved to have their anthems interrupted.
Oh, play antagonist now. Okay, here we go. Number 54. What a great tag team. Loved them. Family, Walt. Latino Heat. Uncle Eddie, Chavo Guerrero Jr., Latino Heat. They would do anything to win a match. They would lie, cheat, and steal and do anything to win a match. Do you remember Latino Heat? They'd come in there in the low riders. Every once in a while, Vince would ride in there with them. They were cool. I loved Latino Heat. Great tag team. Eddie passed away way too soon. Number 53, Walt, is Beer Money. From TNA. I don't know if you've ever checked out TNA, but Beer Money was a pretty good tag team. Robert Roode and James Storm, a couple times TNA tag team champions. Walter, are you there?
I'm there, Roy. I'm lost in the incredible depth of your list. I just didn't want to interrupt your flow. Oh, yeah.
You're enthralled with it.
I am.
So
enthralled.
We just mentioned Beer Money. Enthralled with it. 52, George and Sandy Scott. Now, like the old-timers from around here will remember this tag team. After they got out of the business of actually wrestling in the 70s-ish, ran Crockett Promotions, helped run Crockett Promotions, ended up going to the WWE. 51, and we're going to leave it right here. Another tag team, actually brothers, 11 times ROH Tag Team Champions, the Briscoes, Mark and Jay from the ROH promotion. Walt, I know Marcel's on behind me, so I'm going to let it go right there. Thank you, Walt. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Roy.
Great show.
Thank you, Roy.
Great.
Appreciate the list. Thank you. It's Marcel and Ed. Is that right, Ramona? All right. So Marcel and Ed to wrap up the show. We're going to have to get Marcel's quick addition today. Marcel getting in later than he normally does today. Well, normally he gets in on Monday. And, you know, this week, Tuesday is Monday due to Memorial Day or Memorial Day weekend. Marcel, how are you, Marcel?
Hey, welcome back, Walt and Ramona.
Thank you, Marcel.
To be back here, as always. Happy after
Great
Memorial
day.
Day, and happy Pride Month, too, to support the LGBTQ+ community. Your Tuesdays, Mondays with Marcel is going to be taking place with Goff and many others to come. So, Turk Petit got up and down from par from 25 yards off the ninth green. His final hole of the day, then OKC, or should I say Oklahoma State golfer Bull Jim, failed to mark par on the 18th. His final hole, just 15 minutes later, giving him the individual NCAA championship yesterday at Scottsdale, Arizona's Greyhawk Golf Course. He is the second Clemson player in history to win the NCAA championship and joins Warren, who won the title in 97 at Conway Farms near Chicago. Petit finished with rounds of 68, 67, 68, 70 for a 72nd hole score of 7 under par, 273. It is the second lowest NCAA tournament score in Clemson history, trailing only a 272 by Warren when he finished second at the 98 NCAA tournament in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So, Turk Petit, congratulations. Also on this Clemson update for this Tuesday, Clemson Director of Athletics Dan Rakovich has been named the 2021 Indiana University of Pennsylvania Athletic Hall of Fame class, or IUP, this afternoon, the school announced. He played tight end and was a student coach for the Crimson Hawks from 77 and 80 while earning a degree in finance. And he said, "I'm incredibly grateful to the people of IUP Athletics for this honor. I made lifelong relationships during my time as a student athlete that I still carry with me, and I am thankful being included with this illustrious group of Crimson Hawks." And lastly, you ready for some football? Well, I hope you have. ESPN announced that kickoff for Clemson's season opener against the Georgia Bulldogs, Saturday, September 4th, it will take place at Bank of America Field in Charlotte. It's set for 7:30 Eastern. The contest will air nationally on ABC and on the Clemson Tigers radio network. Yes, the Duke's Mayo Classic, that is, through the game, will be played at a neutral site. Clemson have made itself at home in a venue in recent years, posting a 7-1 all-time record at BNAS, including a 1-0 mark in regular season play and a 6-0 record in the ACC championship games. Can't wait for that. I'm so excited. You're so excited, too. And everyone in the Clemson football universe could be so excited in the Carolinas. Because, see, the Duke Mayo Classic, Clemson, Georgia, this time, September 4th. Your Mondays with Marcel, Tuesday style has come to an end. Find me on Twitter at AfterDarkMarcel or Facebook, Marcel Mark Today. Walt, good to be back. I'll see you back here next week.
Great.
After Monday.
Thank you, Marcel. Excellent work as always. Adam, come right to you. But before I do, I got to just read this quickly because I got all sorts of texts coming in about Abdullah the Butcher. And I remember now it is Abdullah the Butcher because, you know, it was the Butcher. You know, you understand?
Right.
Yeah. He did have a barbecue joint in Atlanta. It's been closed since 2016. Then another says, Carolina Jackpot says, Abdullah the Butcher had a ribs Chinese food restaurant in Atlanta. So whatever it was, ribs Chinese food, I don't know. But the next one's my favorite, Ramona. My cousin married the Iron Sheik's daughter.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
My cousin married the Iron Sheik's daughter. That must have been quite a ceremony. And Bubba Clemson says, hey, Walt, I have two top 100 lists, top lawn bowlers and top hacky sack players of all time. That is wrong. Let me get Ed in here quickly before we get out of here today. Ed, how are you, Ed?
Walter, I'm well. Welcome back.
Good. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it.
I know it's short, so I'll call back later in the week about baseball. But to all of the FSU and Georgia fans out there, first of all, your little coach down there in Tallahassee may get it turned around, but he didn't start well by poking the bear and canceling the game right before we walked out onto the field. That won't be forgotten. Two, Georgia. We haven't played for 7 years. The history's on your side, but history changes. This is a new time. You're a small fish in a big pond right now, and we're a big fish in a big pond. See you soon.
Is that it, Ed?
What was that,
Ramona? Added all these things he wanted to talk about. Instead, what was that, like his Orson Welles voice or something?
I don't know.
was this like War of the Worlds? I mean, did you ever hear Ed like basically trying to...
I never sound like that before.
No, I don't know what he's trying to do there. He's trying to intimidate or something of this sort. I'm not 100% sure. We'll see how it works out for Georgia. Like I said, Clemson has an identity. They know who they are. And to date, Georgia has established none. And I think that's still the key to that football game. Clemson by double digits still. I'll see you tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio, across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 206, and the Odyssey app. We'll head out to the guest line right now and welcome in the CEO of the Sixers. He has a book out called Be Where Your Feet Are, Seven Principles to Keep You Present, Grounded, and Thriving. That, of course, is Scott O'Neill. Scott, congratulations on the book. How are you?
Zach, I couldn't be better. You know, life is pretty good. Family's happy and healthy. Sixers are...